had kicked out of their original homes in 1948 that are located within Heartland Palestine, or what is now Israel. The difference between them and the Palestinian Authority is that the Palestinian Authority, which has been given the role of an administrative role under the Oslo Accord,
we just have 15 seconds,
has actually done nothing. Has done nothing to protect Palestinians, and actually during the siege remained within the headquarters, letting Palestinian families just being bombed constantly throughout the siege.
Mariam Barghouti, Palestinian writer and journalist, will link to your piece for 972 magazine, Inside the Brutal Siege of Jenin, part two online at democracynow.org, when we ask her what it's like to be a journalist reporting on Jenin.
This September, KPP Concerts presents a stacked lineup of shows at the Broom Factory featuring everything from big-name acts to local gems. On September 12th, check out punk legends DOA with opening sets by The Meringues and Owl Farm. On September 13th, Kingston's own Oak Ridge Avenue hits the stage with Ottawa Rockers, The New Hires. On September 14th, pop-punk and emo cover band Strike Tyson will play alongside local acts Sonic Souvenir and Squid Pistol. September 15th, folk singer Katie Tupper will play a matinee with Kingston's own Luella opening the show. On September 16th, punk heavyweights Authority Zero and Belvedere with special guests Melon Ball are performing. On September 18th, the legendary Martha Wainwright plays live in Kingston. On September 20th, local rockers Cassador return to the Broom Factory with Sparrow Blue. On September 21st, Nova Scotia's Mo Kenny will play a show. And on September 28th, don't miss Virginia to Vegas with special guest Alex Porat. For more information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
Hi everyone, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. You must be wondering why the voice quality is so much more better compared to how it was in the summer. And let me tell you, I am back at the radio station here at Queens. Yay! So, a lot more better quality sounding episodes from now on. Today I wanted to do a little back to school theme, but it's more of like recap of summer type of playlist. So I wanted to start it off with my Montreal trip that happened in July. And when I was in Montreal, I saw The Secret Souls during the jazz festival. And I also bought a record called Slipping Out by The Tramps. And I wanted to include one of my favorite songs on the album. So yeah, so those two songs are going to play first. And then I'll be back. Okay, enjoy!
Can I call you Rose?
Can I call you?
'Cause you're sweet like a flower in bloom.
Can I call you Rose?
Can I call you Rose?
Can I call you?
'Cause your fragrance takes over the room.
Can I call you?
Universe told me, put it in a love song. my spirits high.
Songs I just played for you guys are Can I Call You Rose by The Secret Souls and Loveland by The Tramps. The next two songs I'm going to play are Camille 2000 Titles by Piero Piccioni and Maybe I'm Better Off Like This by the one and only Leivara. These two songs kind of connect to one night in July when I was invited to a music event because of all my radio content that was connected to Leivara and like all the performers that were going to perform that night. It was the Backyard Gala, their pilot at the Tapestry in Kensington Market. And yeah, so Leivara performed Maybe I'm Better Off Like This, but it was unreleased at the time. And so I want to play it now. It was one of my favorite songs that she played. And Camille 2000 was the song that I was listening to on the way there. And it was just like perfect weather and a perfect song. And it just, the vibes were immaculate, you know? Yeah, and then I ran into Levara and the gang just eating at the film cafe, and they invited me to join them and eat with them, which was nice. Anyway, I'm going to play the songs now.
Thank you. mutual agreement, shake my hand. I don't wanna be a burden. I can't bear to be the weakest link and carry a relationship, avoiding anything to feel like that. I won't be afraid to fall asleep for too long in my bed. Now you're angry that I didn't text you back and blowing up my phone. I'm innocent and here alone. No, I wouldn't treat anyone like that. As was my consequences. You didn't have me at my best. I shouldn't need a second guess. Maybe I'm better off like this. Yeah. I don't have to deal with being disappointed. In my stomach drop, I feel it on the floor, and I find out it's true. And my whole world turns blue. It was an accident. You slipped right into her. Guess I won't complain. It could be worse. Most more
The songs I just played for you guys were Camille 2000 titles by Piero Piccioni and Maybe I'm Better Off Like This by Leigh Vara. The next three songs I'm going to play for you guys are Steam by Shelley, Juna by Claro, and Beaches by Biba Doobie. So all these three songs were kind of the songs of each month, excluding May. We don't talk about May, okay? May was kind of like a buffer month. I don't know, nothing was really happening for me in May. But Steam was for June, Juno was for July, and Beaches was for August. I feel like they really... I listened to those songs the most in each of those months. Yeah, hope you guys enjoy.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Claire, and you're listening to Earworm. I'm getting, like, worse at that, I think. Anyway, so the songs you just heard were Steam by Shelley. It's spelt that way, so. And then it was Juna by Claro. And then Beaches by Biba Doobie. And then the songs I'm going to play for you guys next are Red Flags by Eric Ryan and Kyle, Sisyphus by Melina, Dazed by Rowena Fisks, and Tired by Marielle Davino. So I wanted to play these songs because during the month of August, I was a part of the Red Flags music video, which was really cool. It was my first time being in a music video, and I got to release a lot of anger. I got to throw a lot of stuff, which was really fun. And we were in an office. That's all I could say. I passed a plant. I threw a sock and shoe. And then I saw Sisyphus performed by Melina at the Miss Mouse EP release. And it was really fun because I got to interview a lot of people. And maybe you guys will see that in the next couple months. We'll see. And then Marielle Davino, I saw her perform at Diaspora Dreams, which was hosted by Melina. And I went to two of those events, the Diaspora Dream volumes, both of them. The second volume was really good. I was really impressed by the performances. Marielle and Maria Aragon, they both performed that night and they were amazing. And then we ate tacos. Well, I didn't eat tacos with Marielle and Maria, but I ate tacos with like her band and Melina and my friend Kat. Yeah, they were chill. And yeah, I had a great time hanging out with like all these local R&B Toronto people. Hope you guys enjoy the next few songs.
So like what's up?
A tsunami means a hurricane. None of them are to be heard again. And we still fall, passion through it all. Yeah.
You're moving like a stranger. When we get closer, may not be the right one to hold you. Pain to differ, might be a
apart, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's dope.
Yeah, man.
The songs you guys just heard were Red Flags by Eric Ryan and Kyle, Sisyphus by Melina, Dazed by Rowena Fisk, and Tired by Mariel DeVino. The next two songs I'm going to play are going to be the last songs of this episode, which are A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke and Piano Concerto No. 2 in C minor, Opus 18-2, Adagio Sostenuto by Sergei Rachmaninoff. Yo, I killed that pronunciation. Anyway, so yeah, those are gonna be the last two songs. I included the Sam Cooke song because I watched a documentary on Sam Cooke and just listened to a lot of his songs after that. And the last one is because it was so heart-wrenching, but then it was so beautiful. So it was kind of like a close to the summer, a bittersweet ending, because I loved the summer. The summer was amazing to me, but it's so sad that it had to end. It's okay, because we're going to kill this semester. We're going to kill this school year. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and welcome back. Welcome me back to school. Yeah. Okay. Well, bye. See you next episode. Sky. It's been a long
yes it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please.